This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. A new report by the State Department's Office of the Inspector General has found that presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had not obtained permission to use a private email server during her tenure as President Obama's Secretary of State. The OIG report added that she would not have been given permission, even if she had asked, and that she, quote, had an obligation to discuss using her personal email account to conduct official business. The Republican Party has long fixated on the so-called email scandal as a way to undermine Clinton's suitability for the nation's highest office, and Democratic Party members, including President Obama, have brushed off the issue, relegating it to simple carelessness. Even Clinton's political rival, Bernie Sanders, has dismissed the controversy. So should progressives as a whole also dismiss it? My guest is Ray McGovern. He is a former CIA analyst who was with the agency for 27 years, now serves on the steering group called Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. He wrote an article about Clinton's email scandal in Consortium News called Clinton's Imperious Brush-Off of Email Rules. Welcome to the program, Ray.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, how serious an issue is this? If you can kind of lay it out for our audience, and on the surface, it just sounds like a, you know, not a big deal. She wanted to use her personal email server versus the State Department's email server. Why is this a big deal, especially since she has released, as far as I understand, 55,000 emails that she, you know, sent and received during her time as Secretary of State. How do you make the case that this is a serious issue?
Well, Sonali, the 17 veteran intelligence professionals who signed the memorandum issued on Monday, this past Monday, the 23rd of May, we felt very strongly that we needed to get this subject out of the political arena into where it belongs, in the national security safeguarding information arena. Now, of the 17 of us, we counted up the years that we served using classified information and handling it turned out to be over 400. We know the damage. Perhaps only we, from our perspective, know the extent of the damage that can happen when insecure communications are used. After all, she's the Secretary of State. Bill Binney, who worked for NSA for 36 years, he told me, and finished as the technical director, he said, Ray, it's the equivalent of having a mole in the office of the Secretary of State, except you get both sides of the conversation. So this is very, very serious. We know because the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community wrote to Congress in February saying, not only was there confidential and secret information of the kind that Chelsea Manny released, but there was top secret, on top of that, code word material, and on top of that, something called SAP, Special Access Programs. Now, only a few people are cleared for special access programs. They're the ones actually working on the programs. Everyone else, it doesn't matter if you have a top secret, a code word clearance, everyone else is prohibited from knowing about this. Why? Because it can get a whole bunch of people killed. That's why. Because it can fritter away billions of dollars of investment in sophisticated collection devices. That's why. Because it can vitiate decades of very careful cultivation of good relationships with the liaison services. So that's what special access programs are about. And there was, according to press reports, special access program information on these emails. We know from the Inspector General that there were also top secret and code word material. So these were kept out of the domain. There's no question, but they appeared on her email server. The only question that still remains among most people is, was it successfully hacked? Now, I could give you an answer to that. Yes, the answer is yes. How can I say that so definitively? Well, there's this fellow Guccifer. He's a Romanian. He was a cab driver. Not to demean cab driving, I used to do that myself, right? But, you know, he sort of did this as a little hobby. He hacked. And did he hack into the email server of Hillary and Bill Clinton? Yes, he did. How does McGovern know that? Because he came up with the doodles that President Clinton used as he was listening to board meetings, okay? Now, everyone said, well, boring meetings, I should say. So it was, well, he must have gotten that from the Clinton Library. No way. The Clinton Library assures us they don't have those doodles. And they also assure us that they used a government server, you know, a .gov server, which is much more difficult to hack into. So 3 years ago, Lucifer hacked into the same email system that Bill Clinton and later Hillary used. Hillary used exclusively for all her government business. Now, why did she do that? That's a big question. We know the answer to that now, too. The State Department Inspector General report issued on Wednesday, just 2 days after our veteran intelligence professionals memo, said that, well, it didn't say, it included a quotation from one of the emails. She's talking to Huma Bedin, one of her chief aides, and Huma said, you know, we could do a standalone computer for you so that you could, you know, it wouldn't be too inconvenient. And Hillary Clinton says, well, actually, I'm afraid, I don't want that because I'm afraid that my personal emails would become accessible. Whoa. Well, that's the whole point of having a record system. That's the whole point of having a Freedom of Information Act request, because those things, by law, need to be accessible.
Right. When you're the Secretary of State, your communications are not just your communications.
That's right. Now, you know, she says she actually deleted, okay, 30,000 of those emails before she gave them to the FBI. Now, how did she justify that? I said, well, you know, all about my daughter's wedding and, my yoga classes and 30,000. Now, I think the good news is that when you think you delete something like that, well, the FBI has ways of undeleting it, so to speak. So the point here is that she said this is a matter of convenience. I like my little BlackBerry. And the NSA, now that's the National Security Agency, in addition to snooping on everybody and his brother, one of their major missions is to ensure the security of communications used by top-level officials in our government. Make sure that they're not hacked and make sure they're secure. They told her, you can't do this, Hillary. She said, well, the president does it. And they said, well, you know, it cost us X tens of thousands of dollars to develop a BlackBerry that the president can use for that purpose. And it wouldn't have that kind of money for you. Sorry. So she said, all right. Let's just do it by myself. And she did.
Right. So, Ray, let's talk about how the State Department was caught off guard. I mentioned, you know, Democratic officials, President Obama, even Bernie Sanders have essentially tried to brush the scandal off, saying this is the right wing trying to undermine a highly qualified candidate, you know, qualified from their perspective, candidate for president. And this report by the OIG, which was highly critical, a scathing report that said, you know, repeatedly she was told that she can't do this, but she did it anyway. This report was leaked a few days before it was supposed to be. And the day that we are speaking to you is when it should have come out, which is the day before Memorial Day weekend. I want to play for you and our audience a State Department spokesperson who was essentially, sounds like he got caught off guard in trying to justify or maybe spin the results of this OIG report. Here is a State Department official that the New York Times posted and the Associated Press posted on their website.
While not necessarily encouraged, there was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved. I am aware that senior State Department officials noted in the report said they wouldn't have approved her exclusive reliance on a personal email to conduct official business. you know, I'm not going to challenge that assertion, those assertions. As I said, she herself has said she would not have done it the same way or made the same choice again. We have said in the past and continue to say that, you know, our...
And that is a State Department spokesperson who is attempting to stave off questions from the press about this particular scandal and the report from the OIG that was quite severe in its judgment. Looks like the State Department spokesperson in question and the department as a whole might have been caught off guard. Ray, you wrote about this. Have they been successful in trying to spin this, or have the press decided, even the so-called liberal media decided, that actually she does need to face some scrutiny?
Well, it was quite amazing. Their typical procedure is to release this late on Friday afternoon, hopefully on the afternoon before a major Memorial Day weekend, for example. And whoever's still around in Washington, whoever has that bad luck, maybe two or three in the press would get it, and it would be easily suppressed, or at best, a little squib in the Saturday morning paper. Didn't work. Somebody leaked it 2 days in advance. Not only that, but by the time the State Department functionaries who were sort of sweeping up after the circus, after they were tasked with explaining it all, okay, the journalists had read it. So they had questions. And you saw Toner, it was sort of almost, you feel sorry for these guys trying to, square a circle, trying to make the worst case appear the better, as what Socrates was persuaded to take the hemlock for. You can't make a good case out of this. And the proof is in the pudding. The next day, the New York Times and the Washington Post had scathing reports of exactly what happened. They were prepared, and wonder of wonders, they went ahead and issued these reports. Now, what's the most important thing for me? Most important thing for me is there's an FBI investigation. It's been going on for more than a year, okay? Deliberate speed. Why is it taking so long? Well, they say we're doing a thorough job. Why do you need a thorough job? Here, I'll give you a smoking gun, okay? Here's an exchange between Jake Sullivan, who was one of her major aides back then in 2011, and Hillary. Hillary wants talking points. So this is the June 16th. In the evening, 5:51, Sullivan to Hillary. You'll get them. We'll get them this evening. They're coming together next morning. Here it is, 7:52 a.m. Hillary, where are they? Don't have the checking points. And then on 8:17, here's Jake saying, they're having issues with the secure fax machine. They're working on it. Hillary, and this is the smoking gun, 8:21 a.m. So what's that? Couple minutes later, look, if you can't do it, turn it into a non-paper without identifying heading and send it non-secure. Send it non-secure. So I don't care about the classifications. Cut them off and send it non-secure. That's a direct violation of all kinds of security regulations. Talking points. It wasn't about nuclear war. It wasn't about a coup in Honduras or anything like that. Talking points for her talking the next day. So what I'm saying here, I'm saying that, well, in the old days, if we had a fax problem, we'd stick the document into a diplomatic bag, we'd give a fellow a pistol, and we'd have him drive out to where Hillary happened to be. No, just strip the classification off there and send it non-secure, ipso facto, a violation of security procedures, which were violated willy-nilly. So what the FBI has already, and bear in mind, NSA has all her messages.
Even the deleted ones.
So why is the FBI slow walking this? The answer is, seems to me, I don't know what the answer is, but Obama needs to tell the FBI, look, do your job. Do your job. Don't fudge this thing. This is really important. And all indications are that Obama's not going to do that, and so the FBI will be left to do a very thorough investigation. What will be the outcome? If nothing comes out, and this woman, Hillary Clinton, is nominated to be president, and she becomes president, what happens? Well, the NSA still has these messages, and the FBI still has these messages. J. Edgar Hoover, he'd be salivating at his mouth at the blackmail. And I use the term advisedly, even though we don't usually say that inside the Beltway, the leverage that they would have over Hillary Clinton, the president of the United States, by virtue of the fact that they know where the bodies are, they have the data. You know, it has to be dealt with now. And if Obama won't tell the attorney general to have James Comey do his job, then both Comey and the attorney general, Loretta Lynch, should quit on a matter of principle.
Ray, in the report by the OIG, one of the things that it did was compare the use of email and the relationship with communication that past secretaries of state have had, such as Condoleezza Rice, Madeleine Albright, and Colin Powell, but also the one that came after, which was Secretary John Kerry. The person that came the closest to what Hillary Clinton did was Colin Powell. And I didn't get quite into the details of whether of exactly what he did, but the report suggests that he didn't break rules like Clinton did. So it seems as though of all of the secretaries of state we've had over the past couple of decades, would you say that she has, Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, essentially broke the rules far more, if you will, than the others? And that by itself is something disturbing, right?
Well, it's very clear from the Inspector General report itself. You know, there was this attempt to broaden it out, all the old secretaries of state, most of whom didn't have much email, and say, oh, Colin Powell did it. And Powell, out of professional courtesy, said, oh, yeah, well, I did it too. Well, Powell didn't do it. And his chief of staff, Larry Wilkerson, went on TV 2 days ago and said, look, this is a red herring. Powell didn't do anything near what Hillary Clinton did.
So, Ray, finally, let's talk about what needs to happen, because, of course, it is something that the right wing is very gleefully waving in the face of Democrats to suggest that Hillary Clinton is not suitable, which, of course, tends to get progressives fairly defensive, whether or not they support Hillary Clinton for president. When we see the right wing and Republican Party that has tried to, you know, use very, very underhanded bases for criticizing people like Clinton and Obama, not legitimate criticisms, but sometimes very illegitimate criticisms, it tends to cloud progressives' judgments as well. So what do you suggest needs to happen to really come at this issue from a perspective of, let's find the truth, let's be fair, and let's apply the same standards to Clinton that we would want to see applied to a Republican or just a non-Democrat?
Well, Sonali, I would say that everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but not to their own facts. The facts are out, okay? The non-secure facts and the facts.
Is that a copy of the OIG report you're holding in your hand for our TV audience?
Copy of the email exchange between Hillary Clinton and Jake Sullivan, who is now her campaign advisor, in which she instructs him to use a non-secure way of communicating for what appears to be very sensitive information. Otherwise, why had they decided right. They needed to use the secure fact? So the problem is that progressives, you know, need to wise up. I'm a little sick of progressives. Yeah, sure. You know, Trump is accusing all these. So what I'm saying is that even a broken or a dishonest clock is right two times a day, right? Well, Trump is right on this. All the Republicans that have said this is irresponsible, this shows, as Bobby Gates, Robert Gates, he said just a week ago, this really reflects badly on her judgment. I don't know why she would make that choice. Well, we know now why she made that choice, and it was illegal. And what progressives need to do is say, all right, you know, should we anoint this person with all this baggage, with all this blackmail potential? Should we anoint her to be the nominee for out of the Democratic Party? You know, one reason why I'm glad to be speaking to the people from California is that maybe Republicans, maybe independents aren't listening to us right now, but I dearly hope you'll get out and make sure they realize the import of what happened, that it's not a political discussion here. It's a national security problem of major proportions. And I was almost tempted. I was thinking this morning in a frivolous way, how do we get the FBI to make sure that it has all the information? Well, easy. Call up Putin. Call up Putin and say, all right, you intercepted all that stuff. If a Romanian hacker can do it, your guys did it too. Mm. Would you please supply the text of all these things to the FBI so they can no longer slow up this thing and then announce to the world they have all the information, let them deal with it. That's what needs something like that needs.
Well, Ray, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to your article about this issue on our website. Thank you as always.
Most welcome.
Ray McGovern is a former CIA analyst, now serves on the steering group of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.